Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We're going to be looking at a story from the Old Testament, and this is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 5 in the Old Testament, verse 13. And just to set the scene here for you, the children of Israel are going into the Promised Land, and Moses has died, and Joshua is now the head of the children of Israel, 1 million to 2 million people ready to cross the Jordan River and go into the Promised Land. And when they are preparing to go, the Lord appears to Joshua. He is the commander of the army, and it gives us great insight into the battle that we're in. It gives us great insight into the fact that Jesus is the commander of our army, and he is for us. He is there at every step that we take. He is there to encourage us. He is there to strengthen us. He is there to aid us and assist us. And our battle is a battle with unseen forces. Our battle is a battle with demons and powers and principalities. But Jesus wants us to be victorious. He wants us to succeed. If God is for us, who can be against us? And so we know that when we go into the battle, Jesus is for us. But there is a second side to this story. There's an alternative side, and that is that God is a God of justice. And so God, when he looks down on our battle, when he looks down on the landscape of our life here in America, when he sees the battle that we're in, he sees whether or not we are walking with the Lord. He sees whether or not we are serving the Lord and whether we're keeping the commandments of the Lord. And so the battle that we're in, then the success that we have is determined by a God of justice. It is determined by a God who sees every detail in our life. He sees every factor, good and bad. He sees everything in our life, and he takes it all into consideration when we go into battle. He takes it all into consideration when we are encountered by the enemy. And so the outcome, the determination of the outcome, is given by God, depending on our prayers, depending on our walk with the Lord, depending on if we are keeping the commandments, depending on if we are serving him and doing the things that we say we do, if we're keeping the vows to the Lord. All of these things then come into play, because God is a God of justice. He has to rule righteously in every situation. He has to rule with a righteous balance, with a righteous scale in every situation, and take every detail of our life into consideration as the battle plays out. Well, in Joshua 5, verse 13, it says, "It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries?" Well, let me just note a couple of things here in this first verse, and that is that this man is standing opposite of Joshua. He didn't come sit on the same side of the table with him. He didn't come stand on the same side of the mountain with him. He is standing opposite Joshua to show Joshua that he is a neutral observer, that he is bipartisan, and in at the same time, he doesn't take sides, because he has to be righteous judge in every situation. He has to judge righteously, even the wicked. He has to judge righteously those who have not served him. And many times God uses evil. He uses evil people. He uses wicked people. He uses people sometimes with sin in their life, but when they do righteous things, God rules in their favor. And so it is that this man standing opposite Joshua with his sword drawn in his hand, he is presented to Joshua as a neutral observer. And so Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And verse 14, the man answered, so he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Well, this angel of the Lord that has now come, the man drawn with the sword in his hand. This is none other than Jesus Christ, the angel of the Lord of the Old Testament. So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to this servant? And so we know that this is Jesus Christ because Joshua fell on his face. He was broken before this man, and so we know this is Jesus, because if this was just an angel, the angel would not have allowed Joshua to worship him and to fall down before him and to say to him, my Lord. And so we know this is Jesus Christ, the man with the sword drawn, who is standing in front of Joshua. And so Joshua asks him, what does my Lord say to his servant? And then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandals off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Well, we know that that is a passage of scripture that the Lord also spoke, or words also spoke to Moses when Moses was in front of the burning bush, where God appeared to him in the burning bush. And so God spoke to Moses and said, take your sandals off because you are standing on holy ground. And so the very thing that the Lord spoke to Moses, he also speaks here to Joshua, and he says, take your sandal off, you're standing on holy ground. And beloved, I can guarantee you, when you and I stand before the Lord, we're going to want to take our sandals off, and we're going to want to get prostrate before him, because when you stand before the Lord, you are going to be exposed, and everything in your life is going to be revealed. You're going to be transparent. The burning eyes of the Lord are going to look right through you. His eyes are like burning fire, and they are going to see right through you, just as they see right through you today, this very day. And everything that you do, the eyes of the Lord see, and everything that you speak, the ears of the Lord hear, and every part of your life then is known to the Lord, and so nothing is hidden from his gaze. And so this is the commander of the Lord's army. The commander of the Lord's army is Jesus Christ, and we can take great comfort in that the commander of the Lord's army is none other than Jesus Christ. He is the one who is for us. He is the one who sends his angels out to battle in our behalf. He is the one who sends his angels out to minister to us on our behalf. He is the one that sends the angels out to comfort us when we are broken and when we are defeated and when we are scarred and torn. And so the commander is our Lord and Savior, none other than Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, who defeated in the greatest victory of all time, the greatest victory ever by any person, any man, any deity. The greatest victory ever was the Lord Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead and conquered death and defeated the sting of death for us, so that we can know him for all eternity. And so he is the commander of our army. Hebrews 1:14 says, what are the angels but ministering spirits sent out to those who inherit salvation? And so the Lord sends angels out. He sends them out when we're in battle. He sends them out when we cry out to him, help Jesus, whatever your prayer is. Help me, Jesus. When we pray and we ask the Lord to send angels to minister to our friends, to our family, in church situations, in country situations, to raise up politicians, to raise up pastors, to raise up evangelists, whatever the situation is, the Lord sends angels out to minister to these people on our behalf, so that we can come to know a victory, and we can see our friends and family come to know that victory as well. Well, another Old Testament story that is very appropriate to this study of spiritual warfare takes place in Joshua chapter 7, and this story is the story of the children of Israel when they go up to Ai, which was a small city. And this battle takes place after they had had great victory at the Battle of Jericho. And so Joshua sends a small group of the army up to Ai, and they assumingly think that they're going to capture it easily. They think they're going to take the victory very easily. But in Joshua 7, verse 1, it says, the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, For Achan, the son of Carmi of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things, so the anger of the Lord burned against Israel. And we're going to skip ahead to a few verses, verse 4. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people of Israel, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Well, you can see that this was a great defeat for them. They had just flattened, by the power of the Lord, they had just flattened the walls of Jericho, and they had destroyed the people of Jericho. So it was a great victory for the children of Israel. And then they go into the second battle, this little village of Ai, and they thought it was going to be an easy victory. They thought there was going to be more victory shouts and more dancing and celebration, and the opposite happened. Here they are running from the people of Ai. 36 of the Israelites were struck down and killed, and their hearts melted. They got weak, they got feeble, and they didn't see how this, what had been a great victory a few days before, now has turned into this great loss, and they are running for their lives, afraid from the enemy. So in verse 6, we continue on, that Joshua tore his clothes, and he fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord, and the elders joined him, and they were crying out to the Lord, and they were throwing dust up in the air on their heads, and they could not figure out what had gone wrong. They couldn't figure out why the Lord wasn't with them in the battle when he had given them this great victory in Jericho, and now the opposite has happened. And so they were thinking, just like we think many times when we fail in the battle, or when we don't see victory and we don't see our prayers answered, we cry out to the Lord, Lord, where are you? Where are you? And we shake our fist at the Lord, and we wonder why God has deserted us and why God has abandoned us. And many times people walk for years thinking that God is not with them. They walk for years wondering where God went, and oh my, where did he go? He doesn't care about me. He doesn't love me. No more is there any response from God when I cry out to him. No more is there any response from God when I pray. And sometimes we lose loved ones in our life, and we think, God, you're picking on me. God, you don't love me. God, you don't care about me. And all of these thoughts go through our mind that God is not for us any longer. And that was what was happening with Joshua. He tore his clothes, he fell to the earth, and he and the elders are crying out, God, where did you go? Where did you go? And the Lord said to Joshua in verse 10, get up, why do you lie there on your face? And in verse 11, God then lays it all out. He lays the wood to Joshua, and he exposes the fact that there is sin in the camp. He said, Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they even take some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have put it among their own stuff. And God goes on to say here in verse 12, he says, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. And God then said, neither will I be with you any more unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Well, this is pretty harsh language, and I'm sure Joshua didn't want to hear that, because he wanted victory, as we all do, and he had no idea that this had taken place, that Achan had stolen some of the accursed things when they went into battle. And so this also is a picture of our life. God says, I'm not going to be with you. You're going to have to turn your back on your enemy and run when you're not serving me, when you're not keeping my commandments, when you are full of deceit and when you're full of sin. God says, I have to, because I am the righteous judge. Just as Jesus, back in that passage of scripture in Joshua 5, Jesus said, no, I am not with you. I am neither with you nor against you. I am a neutral observer. I am a bipartisan observer. I am with you if you keep my commandments. But as soon as you start to sin, the Lord says, then I have to bring righteous judgment down upon you. And so we need to understand this as we are in spiritual warfare, as we are under attack by the enemy, and as sometimes we think, God, you're not there, you don't hear us. God, you don't hear my prayers. And yet many of us are trapped in sin. Many of us willingly continue in iniquity and willingly continue in sin. And so as a result of that, because of our willful disobedience to the Lord and our willful disregard of his word in our life, then God has no alternative but to withhold his blessing, and God has no alternative then but to allow our enemies then to come in and wreak havoc in our life. And we see this also playing out on a national scale when we as a nation abide by the commandments of the Lord. This nation was founded on the basic commandments of the Ten Commandments of the Bible. This nation was founded on the principles put forth by the commandments in God's holy word, his Bible. This nation was founded by men who believe in God's word. This nation was founded by men, many of them, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, something like 29 of them were actually preachers of the gospel and had degrees or graduate degrees in divinity and theology. And so we have to keep the commandments of the Lord in this nation to keep this nation blessed and to keep the enemies of this nation at bay. Our enemies want to destroy this nation both from within and without, and we have many enemies who are plotting to take us down from within, Muslim terrorist groups and cell groups, and also moral decay, sexual immorality, and all of the homosexual and transgender agenda, and all of this stuff, abortion, it decays and it rots this country from within. And we also have enemies from without, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. All of these countries would like to destroy America. They call us the great Satan. And so we need to keep God's commandments because, beloved, we have to have the protection of the Lord to maintain this great country. We have to have the Lord's blessing over this country. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so when we are righteous, when we love the Lord and we stand up for the Lord's commandments here in this nation, God is going to bless us. He has to bless us. But when we turn from him and governmental policy and individual choice take us away from the Lord and we scoff at the Lord and we mock the Lord's coming, then God says, I have no choice but to take my hand of blessing off of you, America, and I will allow your enemies to come in and to bring correction to you. And God will use those that we hate the most sometimes to bring correction into our life and to bring us back to a place where we worship and keep the Lord's commandments. And so the Lord told Joshua and told the children of Israel, neither will I be with you unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Well, in verse 19, we jump on ahead. Joshua said to Achan, my son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel and make confession to him and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. Verse 21, I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels. And I coveted them, and I took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it. Well, Joshua then dispatched his men to go look in Achan's tent, and they dug around. They found all of these accursed things, and the children of Israel had been explicitly told not to take anything, not to touch anything from Ai, and not to bring anything, any spoils home with them of these accursed things. And so this was a direct rebellion to the commandments that had been given Achan. This was a direct rebellion to the wishes of the Lord. And so Achan and his family were lined up, and all of his sons and daughters along with him, they paid the price. They were punished for this direct rebellion to the word of the Lord. Verse 25, Joshua said to Achan and his sons and daughters, why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. And so all Israel stoned Achan with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And the place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day, or the Valley of Trouble to this day. Well, beloved, when we keep the Lord's commandments, He is for us all the way. But when we don't keep the Lord's commandments, then the Lord will trouble us. He has to, because He is the righteous judge. That's what I want you to see today. I want you to know this today, that if you are struggling in your life and you don't know why you can't get a breakthrough, and you don't know why it seems like the Lord doesn't hear your prayers, and the Lord has no response to you, and He doesn't reveal Himself to you, you need to take a look in your life. We all need to take a look in our life, and we need to get right before the Lord. We need to get down on our knees, and if there's something you need to confess before God and make right with Him, if there's something you need to confess to a brother, to a sister, to a neighbor, to a friend, maybe you need to sit down and write a letter today and take responsibility for something that you caused somebody to do, or in some way you harmed somebody, or in some way you caused somebody to transgress, you caused them to stumble. Maybe we need to get right and get our accounts brought up to date with the Lord this very day. And you can do that today. You can get down on your knees and cry out to the Lord. And when you get right with the Lord and you start to keep His commandments, beloved, then the captain of the Lord's army, the commander of the Lord's army, He is going to send His angels to help you. He is going to send His angels to assist you, to aid you, and you will start to see victory in your life. You'll start to see victory over addictions. You'll start to see victory over depression. You'll start to see victory over despair. You'll want to be in a fellowship. You'll want to be joined with other believers in worshiping the Lord and in celebrating the joy that you have with the Lord. And God is with you, I can assure you. When you keep His commandments and you get rid of the accursed things in your life, then God is with you and you will start to see victory in your life. And you know, when Achan was punished, God spared no punishment for them. He destroyed them completely. He had the children of Israel to stone them, and then even after they got stoned, they got burned in the fire, so there was nothing left of them except some ashes to blow out upon the earth. And so God took care of them for the children of Israel. The sin was exposed, and the sinners were exposed, and that is God's will. He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to keep His commandments, and when we keep His commandments and when we seek the Lord and cry out to the Lord, and when we stumble, we ask the Lord to forgive us, and we move forward then in victory. We don't have to be anxious that God is going to strike us down. We don't have to be anxious about what is going to happen with the Lord. But I can tell you, beloved, if you are actively choosing sin in your life and you are actively being disobedient in your life, you're playing a gambling game with God, and you are walking on not holy ground, but you're walking on treacherous ground, and you are playing a risky game with God, because He wants us to be righteous. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to come forward in victory, walking with Him, so that He can bless us and He can raise us up in the midst of the battle. Well, this is a great story, beloved, and it shows how important it is that we walk with the Lord. I'm going to close here with a psalm in Psalm 33, verse 18. It says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, of those who hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine." And so God is for us. He wants us to succeed. He wants to bless us. He is a loving God, but He is also a righteous God. And we need to understand that He is a God of judgment, and He has to judge righteously. He weighs in the scale everything that He sees, and He weighs in the scale everything that He hears. And so God then is a righteous judge, and in Him there is vengeance, but His vengeance and His judgment are always perfect in every situation and always right on time in every situation. Well, God bless you for listening today. If this is your first time listening, we thank you for listening and tuning in today. Gather the Outcast Ministry is a listener-supported radio ministry, and we invite each and every one of you to sit down and write out a check to support this ministry, the radio broadcast. If you enjoy these messages coming each and every Sunday, sit down, write out a check. And also, we have many projects going in Africa. We also have a banquet coming up here in April on the 29th. If you would like to come to the banquet, let me know, pureprairie@hotmail.com. The tickets are free, but we need a reservation, and we're going to have a great banquet out there. Roger Cooper is going to be leading worship for us, so we're going to have a great banquet and talk about the ministry and just share all the great things that Gather the Outcast Ministry is doing here in Africa. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening today. Stay tuned for contact information. Have a great week. Tune in again next week.